we're here at WWNO, Public Broadcasting Facility here in New Orleans, and you know, you're in the business, you're trying to get music heard, trying to get the word out. How has public broadcasting been part of that mix for you guys? Start with you, Craig.
Well, public broadcasting is very important because it's hard to get our kind of music played on any other radio station. So we've had a lot of support from public radio stations, and it's sort of the lifeline of our kind of music, and not just ours, but so many other kind of bands, not just in New Orleans, but all around the whole country.
We rely so much on public radio to get our music out there because it's the only way for our audience to really be in touch with what we're doing.
Well, some people would say, you know, in commercial broadcasting, I actually started in commercial broadcasting, and the playlists are very tight. So is public radio, you know, is it filling a niche in music? I mean, how would you describe that?
Absolutely. I think it offers people a choice that just wouldn't exist. If I couldn't imagine a world where if you didn't have public radio, what's left around the dial to pick from? Not to slam any of those stations, because I listen to a lot of different stations on the radio, but I'm just speaking for the offer of choice. That alone is just priceless. And I think it's important for all of us to remember that it doesn't just happen. You know, you turn on the radio and it happens. It's there every day. But there's a lot of people like yourself and like all these people we met when we walked in today that are here day in, day out, making it happen. And they spend, you know, a lot of time, a lot of volunteer hours, but there's also, I know you guys have, you can't be here without paying for these lights and these microphones and the board that you're on here and all this equipment. So there's definitely expenses you guys face. So supporting public radio is huge if you want that diversity on your dial. It's a quality of life thing.
And Craig, with the diversity that you hear on public broadcasting, but it's also a certain element of preserving local and regional musical traditions. And in New Orleans, I think that's especially important.
Oh, absolutely, because commercial radio won't do it. It's they just want to sell ads. They want to make money. And public radio is not about that. It's about what's being presented, the music, the information that's out there. And it's important. I know there's recently been some things floating around Washington, D.C. about cutting funding for NPR. That would not be a great thing. It would be a terrible thing for it to happen for everybody in the whole country, not just in our area. Although we do have a very rich culturally sound area that we know what we can go out and hear music any day of the week, or turn the radio on and hear a certain variety of music on a few public radio stations around here.